Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello and welcome to Red Men News, and a happy new year to you all from myself, Tom, and everyone at Red Men TV. Hope 2020 is an absolute blast for you all. Hope you had a good evening the other night.
A blast.
Seen that doing the rounds a couple of times, just you know, trying to sound dead cool. Anyway, of course, Liverpool take on Sheffield United at Anfield today. They're currently training on Stanley Park, which is hilarious, but also I actually really like it.
It's weird to me, like, they're eighth in the Premier League. They're a top side. They're training in a park.
It just goes to show how humble they are. I think that Chris Wilder just doesn't care, and he's like, you're going to train here, lads. Well, it's a shit park. My dad used to play football on that when he was growing up.
Well, we were talking about it. Do you reckon they have, like, security guards there? Because there's obviously people, now that you know, have definitely gone down to go and see these players train.
If they had security guards, they would let a dog go and piss on one of the cones.
You can't, like, security guards, it's hard to stop a dog if it's, like, running fast.
Fine. Anyway, some team news for Header tonight. Klopp did his press conference yesterday. Obviously, Minamino cannot play as ineligible due to transfer registration regulations. Meanwhile, despite taking steady progress in their recoveries, Chamberlain, Shaqiri, Fabinho, Dejan Lovren, Joel Matip remain absent. Klopp said, when you have only 3 days in between, it is tricky, and you saw that against Wolves, but 4 days is a proper recovery, and that's okay, so you don't have to think about it too much. After that, there is another game immediately, but only 3 days, which is tricky again, but it's the job to do. It's not only about rhythm, who plays together, who we don't have in all positions, massive alternatives. So for a few of them, you have to go again, and hopefully they can. Apart from that, it's just about the opponent and the shape. They're all in good shape, so I'm happy with that. It's not the biggest number, and it's always easy to make the right decisions. So I think what he's alluding to there, Tom, is basically he will be fine for today in terms of selection, having 4 days rest. But then again, he's possibly got one mind on Everton, which is divided. It's divided opinion on what to do, which we'll come to later, like, you know, towards the game. Of if you play youth against Everton, but also if anyone saw Sy's reaction to last time he played Everton, he wasn't very happy.
But then we were able to rotate. We've got these squad players in the wings. It is a shame. Look, Chamberlain, Shaqiri, Fabinho, Lovren, Matip, all out for this game. That's a lot of your squad that you want there in key positions as well. I think in terms of rest, it's something we've always been able to do, is rotate that midfield. It's mad just how much of a loss Chamberlain is. But I mean, Lallana's stepping up. We'll speak about him next. But I find it hard having these games every now and then, and it's so hard to focus on the next game. Imagine how the players must feel. Imagine looking at this. We wrote all the fixtures down the board before, and it's like, rest. Oh no, we don't have a rest in that particular time, and it's going to be tough, not just for... It must be tough, like, in team management, and going, how do we then go, right, we need this player for this game, and this game. What do you do then? It must be so tough.
Who knows? Let us know your preferred 11s for tonight and what you do against Everton. Would you go for youth, a mixture of rotation and youth, just rotation, or do you go full strength and just knock Everton out? It will be tough, and we might even get... You've seen the amount of injuries, actually, from watching the footy yesterday. Muscle injuries, because people are just absolutely knackered at what's happening. I suspect that might happen to Liverpool, but they're very, very good behind the scenes.
A question for everyone as well. I mean, obviously, we're going to win both, but would you rather us beat Sheffield and lose against Everton, or would you rather win against Everton at home and lose against Sheffield? Let me know the answer.
Win both.
Win both, but if you had to pick a lose and a win, tell me.
Okay. One man who won't be playing tonight but will be playing on Sunday, hopefully, is Takumi Minamino. Klopp was asked about him in his press conference yesterday as well. And there's a couple of things on this, Tom. Obviously, the fact that he's signed, it's all done, which we kind of knew was going to happen, but it's nice to see him, you know, being welcomed in. There's a little video doing the rounds on Liverpool's Twitter of, you know, Mane, Shaqiri, a couple of others giving a hug and a kiss and whatever, and just saying hello, welcome to the club. Yeah. But also, like, Liverpool have moved... Keita and Mane's lockers to go either side of him. So obviously both they all play for Salzburg.
I really like that.
Yeah, it's just a really nice touch, isn't
it? It's not the fact that it's the someone said it on Twitter. It's the fact that they've moved.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They haven't put him next. They've literally gone, right, lads, you're moving. You know your place in your locker room. You're moving there because we want to help this lad settle in. I think that's fantastic for me. Just the welcome and stuff like that. And it must be great for them as a new player coming into the side. You must go in and just be like, oh, these are the champions of the world. And for everyone to just be like, you're one of us now. Yeah. You're now a champion of the world as well. You know what I mean?
It's
great.
It's quite daunting when you start any job. Like yeah. You said, world champions. Like, how are you going to break into this team? No one's going to actually know. Come here, sound. So just a couple of quotes. Klopp said the boys are incredible with him. Sadio Nabi with the Salzburg genetic or DNA, whatever. It's really nice. If I'd like to be a new player, I'd like to be a new player of the group because they welcome you with open arms. That's really nice. I think he felt that. I'm not sure if it's a surprise, but he felt it. Communication-wise, is really good. So his English is actually okay, but the German is really good. It doesn't help me, the team, much, but me. We can talk. We didn't do it yesterday, but too much, just a little, because it's now important. He really settles. We signed a player at Salzburg, because that means you don't have to change in the moment. Just be who you are. Then we start working on that. That's how it is. I'm looking. He does go on to say, basically, you know, he's been playing for Salzburg. It won't be 15 weeks before we use him, which I think is an encouraging sign. So he plays against Everton. You mentioned the midfield rotation before. I think we need him.
100%. I think there was a really interesting part later on in that little bit where he talks about the adaptation period. And I really like the fact that, look, we were able to give Robbo that. We were able to give Fabinho that. And you, especially as an offensive player, you need to be able to be given time. You don't want getting thrown straight into this system, because this system that Liverpool play is a hard system to grasp. Obviously, Robertson, when he first came in, we saw signs of it, but he wasn't the finished article. Fabinho, similarly, playing on a one by himself. I remember against Chelsea in the Cup, he got overrun. And he slowly learned how to do it, where his teammates are and where he needs to be in every situation. And that's something Liverpool are so strong at doing. I love watching. And it shows when you watch other teams. Like, yeah, I was watching football yesterday. Liverpool know exactly where they need to be in every single situation. And Minamino needs to get to that point. I think, look, he's going to be thrown into the deep end, probably, hopefully against Everton, because I want to see him. But we can't expect a finished article. We can't expect him to be doing mad things to start off with. If he does, bonus. But think about Naby Keita and how long it took him to get to grips with everything to do with the system. You see the flashes, and then you see him turning into a cog in this perfect machine that Liverpool are.
I think one of the things that might carry Minamino through is his work ethic and his application, because that's one of the things that kind of stood up when we played him.
Yeah.
Not to say that he's not capable of playing on Sunday, but I think, you know, when the system you're talking about and where he should and needs to be, I think he's got that behind him to kind of see him through.
A question as well for everyone: where would you like to see him play in terms of the team? Would you want to see him on the left? Do you want to see him on the right? Do you want to see him as that attacking midfielder? He can play all over there by all accounts. Which one do you think? Obviously, we have first choices in there anyway. We have a Mane, we have a Salah, and we have a Chamberlain or a Hendo or a Lallana in them positions. But which one would you like to see him playing?
Moving on, Spurs striker of the decade is Peter Crouch, because Liverpool fans are unbearable, glorious, just fucking hilarious, to be honest with you. This happened over the weekend, Tom. Weekend? No, whatever. It happened a couple of days ago anyway, because it's Thursday today.
It is Thursday, yeah.
Yeah, so they put a poll out. Crouch was behind. Liverpool fans got hold of it. He then won the poll, 61%. Harry Kane, who must be fuming. You just know he's so annoyed by this, with 32%. The other poll, Brad Friedel won the goalkeeper one, because why not? Because Liverpool fans got hold of that. And I think Adrian won the FA Emirates goalkeeper. Was it of the year, maybe?
Yeah, I think so.
Because Liverpool fans got hold of that.
I love this. I like piss boiling at its absolute finest. Harry Kane is just by far and away better than Crouch was for Spurs. But the fact that we've literally just gone... Everything to do with Liverpool. It's like when Mo Salah is up for any award, all the Egyptians jump on it,
yeah.
And he wins every like internet poll that there is. I saw a great one. So I can't remember which team posted it, but they did three different choices, and then at the bottom just put Peter Crouch.
Bristol, I think it was. Yeah, yeah.
Fantastic. Like, I love the fact that
how
you can
are you
put
feeling
Peter
before
Crouch.
The game? Nervous, yeah. Excited, unsure. Peter Crouch.
I love that. Like, and it obviously won by a margin. It's great.
So yeah, it's officially Spurs' best strike of the decade, and he got reminded on BT Sport yesterday. It was glorious.
Yeah.
Adam Lallana, injury woes completely done, but Jurgen Klopp unclear on his future. Jurgen Klopp has declared Adam Lallana's ongoing injury problems are completely done, but suggested he could be Liverpool in the summer. I just repeated myself.
You
there.
Did repeat yourself.
Everything about Adam Lallana. Adam Lallana knows, I know, he told reporters, I'm really happy for him and he's in sensational shape at the moment and that we try to show constantly as often as we bring him in. He's a very important player in this moment. What will happen in the future, we will see. But for him, wherever it is, here or somewhere else, the only important thing is that he can show he's 100% fit. He's had some injury problems completely done. I like this, and I know Adam Lallana divides opinion massively because of all these injury problems that he's had. Now, I'm always sceptical to think that maybe he hasn't put them behind him, and you know, he's getting on in footballers' terms of this will happen again. But the games he has come in for, I think he's been great.
He has.
And I think he's now has a role at Liverpool Football Club where he knows he's a squad player. He's happy with being a squad player, which is also hard to find. He comes in, does a job. Yeah. He might not play tonight. He might do because we need you know, fresh legs in there.
100%.
But then he might miss the next three games and then come in, you know, in a couple of weeks' time. And I'm also fine with that.
Yeah, it's amazing because he reinvented himself. I say reinvented himself. He was playing centre defensive mid and he played that really well, to be honest with you, against Aston Villa. He was really good in there in pre-season. He was really good in there. He's not as good as Firmino. He's not as good as Henderson. He's not as good as Gini in that position. But he knew where he needed to be. He knew exactly what his role was in that side. And then we saw it against Everton, putting him in the number 10. And it's his tireless running. For me, I remember.
What he used to do.
Yeah, exactly, and he was perfect in a Klopp system in terms of never stop running, always know how to press, when to press. I remember he couldn't finish games when Klopp first came in.
He used to run himself into the ground.
He used to run himself into the ground, and it's testament to him his mental like strength to come back in, get yourself to that point, get injured. Get back to that point, get injured, get back to that point, and the fact that he's coming in and affecting football games for the best club in the world at the moment. It's fantastic for me.
I made my Redmen TV debut very drunk by saying Adam Lallana runs around like a dickhead.
Really?
Yeah.
What was that on?
We played Burnley. I wasn't even working here then. I just could turn up.
Oh, were you on a fan cam?
Someone
sourced that for me because I want to watch that.
Yeah. Paul Joyce, the gospel of all transfer news, spoke about transfer window yesterday. It's a Klopp quote. We probably will not be too busy. Read into that what you will.
It's a lie.
I mean, probably. Well,
they'll not be busy in terms of signing people, but you can tell they're busy
talking to people. Keeping an eye on what's going on. Yeah. There's opportunities. I think they're quite proactive, aren't they, of what's going on, and also reactive to see if people become available. It might be one of those ones where we do something and something happens in the summer.
I'm fine with us not signing anyone. We signed Vandenberg in the summer and got a few little players in, and that's it. And we're fine. We're doing brilliantly.
Also, it also depends on the recovery of other people as well. So now we look a bit short. We go fast forward a month's time. You've got Matip back. You've got Lovren back.
Yeah.
Fabinho back. Chamberlain. Hopefully, we'll be okay by then as well.
You've got
bodies back. But also on the flip side of that, we're so close, or we're in such good form, and we're top of the table. Like, and also was like a couple of extra bodies, maybe left back, right back.
Yeah, but
I couldn't give you a name.
No, but Ross,
if someone's out there, just go and be secure in those positions.
Yeah, but you're bringing someone in, and then they need to learn that position anyway. You can't just bring in a left back and go be the best left back in the world because that's what we need.
Doesn't he?
No, he does.
You could go and get a left back who's defensively minded and just use him as and when you need him to give a roar up.
You can't because it wouldn't fit the system. Look at the drop off when Trent's out of the team. You know what I mean? Look at the drop-off. James Milner does a job there, but he's not good enough. Joe Gomez does a job there.
Minamino's going to come in?
Yeah, not at right-back. Okay. You know what I mean? Our full-backs are so important. I know what you're saying, though. You want cover. But even the centre-half thing, if you buy a centre-half in, he's got to be able to play the system. There's no point just getting a journeyman fella in there, and I know we wouldn't anyway, but you need someone who can fit that system 100%. Just for the skills, yeah, mainly. But I mean, it'll be interesting. We're going to be doing a Reds transfer roundup, and we're going to talk about players that we would like to bring in. And I've got a few in my head. I mean, they're not going to fit the system straight away, but I've got a few in my head, and go and watch that if you want to hear my thoughts on them players.
Two players that might be on the way out, possibly. Dean Jones has reported Stoke have been in touch with Liverpool about young players to take on loan. Rhian Brewster and Curtis Jones both mentioned. Rhian Brewster, of course, has been linked with the past month or so, a couple of weeks. Swansea were the latest one. Preston North End were also interested in a couple of other Championship clubs. If it was to happen, we've done Rhian Brewster, but I guess it's the same case with Curtis Jones. If he goes, like, bridges that gap between youth and the first team and go get some experience and just echo what Harry Wilson's been doing. For
100%. I think it's very interesting, Brewster, because I think he needs to go out and prove himself. I think he's done well for us. Let me know your thoughts as well, what you think on Omri and Brewster. He's done well for us. He's still got a long way to improve to get into this team, really. Curtis Jones, similarly, he's been proving himself at the unders, captaining that side and doing really well there. And he came in, scored that goal against Arsenal. Massive boost, but again, you've got to show that you can do it regularly. And they're both offensive players. That's the hardest part, is defensively, you've still got to be very good. You've seen Trent and Gomez being fantastic, the top level, but you've got to be even better at an offensive level. You've got to produce sparks and magic constantly if you're playing for Liverpool, and that's what we have at the moment. I'm really interested to see how they do. I do want them both to go out on loan. Yeah. I think they can benefit massively from that. It's funny, all the Swansea fans are fuming, saying if they go to Stoke, because they know that they've got quality there.
Yeah. Finally, before we get to some of your comments, go and check out theredmentv.com. We have loads of build-up shows for Sheffield United, all post-match stuff. Your first month is completely free, doesn't cost you a penny. Go and try it out. There's loads of games going on, loads of post-match stuff, analysis. Chris does a lovely stats and tactics show, which is very, very popular.
Yeah.
If that's your thing, you want more transfer stuff because the transfer window's open. As Tom mentioned, we do a weekly show, which is an hour long, discussing the latest rumours. If even stuff it happens, we'll talk all the way through that as well. And then if you don't like it, just sack it off.
There you go. Right, we're going to
comments.
Right, give us a second because we're going to need the phantom. Ben Pryor says, can you see us signing Havertz in the summer? Ross?
Possibly. I don't know. Yeah, I'm very confused. It's hard to predict, isn't it? Like, I was all on the Mbappe train, but someone did an article today and was like saying why we don't need him, which was your argument last week as well, funnily enough. I know it sounds boring, but I'm just fine with whatever Jurgen Klopp and the recruitment team do now. I fully trust them. I think there's only been one bad transfer in the whole time. Okay, Clavan wasn't a bad one for what he was, but Karius. I might be missing someone else. If I am, just let me know in the comments, but it's the only bad transfer that we've had.
Yeah, fair enough. Joey Murray says, full strength tonight, mixed for the Ev. It says a lot, that the fact that you're saying Sheffield are worth more than it. I know it's a different competition,
obviously, but
Ancelotti coming in, giving them a little bit of a boost, they're playing a bit more solid, they still have little arms in goal. It was terrible
the other day.
He was absolutely atrocious. Put any shot on goal and it probably goes in to like 30 centimetres away from his body. He's not getting there.
Is he one of the worst goalkeepers in the league?
Let's say yes, just to boil a bit of piss. I don't think so. But he's not, like, I'd rather have Newcastle's goalkeeper over him, 100%.
Or Dubravka.
Yeah, he's a good keeper, him. I'd rather have, is Foster, is it Foster, plays for Watford? Rather have him there, genuinely.
Foster. Yeah.
I just don't think, Pickford's just, and if he played at Anfield, he always shits himself at Anfield, so if he's playing there week in, week out,
Should train on Stanley Park.
Yeah, well, he needs to train. Just never mind. It doesn't matter where it is. He just needs to train.
Fuck off, Jay Pearson. Team will rule.
What did he say?
Team will rule.
Yeah.
That was into our quiz.
Yeah, go and watch the quiz if you haven't. It took me a long time to edit, so please do. Jay Pearson, there you go. Find the fan cam. Fantastic.
No.
Please find the fan cam.
I should never have mentioned that, should I? Why did I do that?
Yeah, no. What game was it? Burnley?
Can't remember.
There you go. Everyone's saying Mbappe. Look, me and Ross had this argument the other week. We're not signing Mbappe. Ross thinks we are. Or Ross would like us to. I would not like him to.
Did you top and tail in Qatar? No, we had separate beds.
We had separate beds, actually. It was a very fancy five-star hotel.
You did offer.
Yeah, there'll be a vlog coming out on that actually soon. It's a bit late. We have played a lot of games of football since then, but there will be a vlog coming out on that.
Oh, Stephen Colker. That was the one I was missing.
Stephen Colker, yeah. I mean, he was a mad one, but we didn't bring him in as a centre half. We brought him in as a battering ram up top. That was the best part.
Yeah, because Benteke couldn't do it.
And he basically helped us win that game against Norwich. Fantastic win.
One more.
I want that lad's grey t-shirt and I want a strong team. Yeah, it's a nice shirt, isn't it?
Where did you get from, Tom?
I got it from Dreams and Songs to Sing. Oh. Go over and get it. We will get one more. Let's see. I would like to see Brewster drop into League One with Wickham because he would get more goals for them and help fire them to promotion. They're currently top. Anyone like that where he's going to get loads of game time and a bit of confidence under his belt?
Yeah, and I think Jurgen and everyone else is behind the scenes. They're very good at tailoring and tailoring deals and clubs to make sure more so they get the game time, but also the system is similar to what Liverpool do, which is hard to kind of replicate. But it'll suit what Rian Brewster does if he can develop his game and do that. In fact, I think he's young enough, he could probably learn two different systems. He's sound.
Yeah.
Be fine. Just as long as he goes, As long as he's not sat on the bench doing nothing, as long as he's not sat in the unders.
Like, you've got to play football games, you've got to get that confidence under your belt, and that's what, look, you can do at an unders level, and that's something, but you need to be able to do it against big, burly centre-halves. You need to be able to do it to a consistent level, and you need to show. And then even if you don't get that move at Liverpool, you don't get the breakthrough opportunity, it happens, you can still go on and be a good player. You saw what, is it Cody plays for Wolves? No. Fantastic player, really good player. He's actually the one that I'm going to talk about in the Reds transfer roundup. He's made a fantastic career for himself. He's captain of a strong Premiership side. That's what you can go and do. You don't need to be the top level. You just play consistent. Well, top level is Premier League football, to be fair. But yeah, that's my thoughts on it.
Cool. Well, we'll wrap it up there. Happy New Year once again to you all. Thank you for watching. Don't forget to like the video. Give us your score predictions for tonight as well. And we'll get back to some of the comments later on today. We'll see you very soon. Ta-ra.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.